our Redeemer. We thank you for this great Christmas season, because without you, it would be no Christmas. We thank you for your physical birth on earth, how you pleaded with the Father, Allah Jehovah, to come down and save mankind. Through your love of your sacrifice, we thank you. The whole earth can't gratitude you enough. This is a time, really great season here, a dynamic season, which we worship your Holy Spirit, which we can worship you because you are all worthy to be worshipped. And I just want to thank you personally with all the millions of other souls. We thank you for coming to this great planet. Even though it's the most wickedest and the lowest planet, we thank you for coming because we love you dearly. Now, to the Holy Spirit within, thank you, Holy Spirit, to the God within, our Father within, that's with us all the time. We thank you for your omnipresent energy. We thank you for your protective force. We thank you for your redeeming energy. We thank you for just being with us and glory with us all the time. It will matter everywhere we'll be, as far as in the football game or wherever we'll be, in nature. You are there. You are the omnipresence God. You are closer than hands and feet. And we thank you for being with us and keeping our bodies healthy and well. We thank you for putting peace in our mind. We thank you that we can talk to you right now. We can always talk to you. You're always there 24/7. You never leave us. You're there forever. We thank you for your dynamic name. The dynamic name of you is Jesus Christ. Jesus, baby. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So be it. Jesus, baby.
Son of God, welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ, the day to rejoice and to get excited, December 15, 2013 AD. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. We are here today to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to celebrate the magnanimous eternal power of the Holy Spirit, the eternal love, the eternal joy, the eternal fire, the eternal energy. We are here to rejoice in the power of excitement. We are gratitude today because we got the great King of Glory among us, living within us and all through us and all around us, the great light of Christ, the great Spirit from Jesus Christ of Glory, from Jesusi. Let us rejoice on this Christmas Day celebration, to rejoice on the Festival of Lights, to let your light shine. We are here live on planet Earth on this great day, live here in North Chiang Rai, Thailand, where the Buddha La, where we celebrate the glory of Jesus Christ around the world. We love you. We honor you for thanking you people for listening to us. And we count it an honor and a privilege to come in your houses, your homes, your churches, your Buddha Las, your temples, your living room, bedroom, wherever you may be, even in prison if you so may be. We come to you and desire that you come to the living Christ. This is the day that Jesus Christ has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us be excited on this wonderful day to lift up the joy of Jesus Christ. Let us be excited to recognize the power of the carol of the bells. You know, it is 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and the divine angel Gabriel and my brother Sweetie, I tell you, his royalness, his beautifulness, he's a royal prince of love, and he is here also with me to give glory to Jesus, as always. And that announcement came, and when the announcement came, the glorious angelic choir, and it wasn't just a few, it was over gazillions of angelic beings singing the praises to Jesus, singing that great song, Carol of the Bells, and this high chime vibration of the coming of the Son of God. Oh, see how they come, praising the Son, twirling the dance, telling the great tale of the coming of Christ. So we think it's so beautiful to magnify the great name and to magnify the power of the sound. Jesus, King of the kings, Lord of the lords, see how they come, praising the Son, glorifying the Christ, twirling the dance, telling the tale of Jesus Christ. Glory, 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 hallelujah, ja 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 Jesus, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Anyhow, praises to Jesus, baby. We are happy that you're here on this great festival of celebration, and we're just excited to be here. And by the way, did you people around the world, did you hear about the beautiful city of the Pacific Northwest and the United States of America, the Seattle Seahawks? They whooped the New York Giants 23-0. I think that is very beautiful.
All right, baby.
Glory to God.
Jesus, baby.
Those Seahawks,
they on top. They're going to stay on top. They got the glory. They got the power. The Holy Ghost City the Holy City of God. This is right here, and it's going to be moving, baby. They're going to be moving. They got their mindset. They're going to do it, baby.
That's right. That's the name of the game right there, you see. So we celebrate. You could go to the Super Bowl and watch the game and witness the game, and you can feel the Christ energy as you are there on the great February 2nd, 2014. We are looking live to be there in the Pacific Northwest to celebrate. We hope to be back in the United States by that time, at least for that celebration day, and maybe a week or so to just exhort in the Super Bowl victory, because this is the city and this is the time that the Pacific Northwest needs to be exalted and glorified. That's where Jesus Christ hangs out at. That's where Enoch City was taken up, and Jesus Christ put his big foot on the volcanoes and Mount Rainier and all the beautiful Mount St. Helens. And you know, like we told you yesterday, the great Washington State has over 121 volcanoes, and there are four live active ones right now. So they are declaring the glory of Jesus Christ Almighty.
That's right, baby. Jesus Christ is in that mountains of over there in the Puget Sound. It's the Puget Sound. It's the sound of the Christ vibration. That's why they call it the Puget Sound. It's ringing with the vibration of Jesus, baby. He hung around here. He's the one that walked around the Puget Sound. That's why it's the anointed place. That's why it's the New Jerusalem, baby. Jesus, baby. That's why the Seattle Seahawks is on top, baby. It has to happen. Jesus, baby. And we're going to get into that Christmas story as far as, and we talked about before, the Christmas story as far as when Jesus was born and all this light emanated from him in Israel, all around the borders of Israel. His light, the light from the heavens, it just glowed. Yeah. You heard it before, but we always have new listeners. We probably have 100 million more listeners. So we're just going to tell you a brief description, but basically all this light was here, and all the angelic beings were singing that glorious song of the bells, the carol of the bells. That's why it's an anointed song. Could it be that those boys that are singing that song on our program, could they be transfigured beings? Could they be boinkies of Jesus Christ? That's a heavenly song. Remember, when Jesus was born, those bells were ringing, and they were singing glory. Enoch was here. All his city was here. Elijah was here. Everybody was here. Zillions of angels. This was a happening place over there in Israel. It was an anointed place. That's why we celebrate the birth. He's the king. He's the king of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He was born here, and he exemplified that in his life. And also, all that energy he possessed. And it was so much energy, people start getting into energy. People were concentrating more in the energy. They knew who he was, but that energy was something else. You see energy, this alive atoms, this vibrate up there of light. They put a garland on his house. They came and put garland all on his house. Remember, his house was like in the fourth dimension. It was like only certain people could get in there, and they put garland on there. They put decoration. That's how it came to be in the tree. They put all these decorations. They had so much gold they had to put around the house, and the gold reflected all the colors of the Christ light: blue, red, the other color is gold. It just reflected that. All this reflection of that light, the Christ energy, was just manifesting there. It was millions of people there. It was a glorious time. Matter of fact, Herod, when he had his to go kill the king, the energy just lightened up. See, this is intelligence. This energy knows what to do, how to do, and everything. So these negative beings were coming in to kill the Lord Jesus. They let him in, and it was like his soldiers. A lot of them, you did not know this, a lot of them got saved. A lot of them turned to Jesus Christ. They didn't go back with Herod. Most of them did. There's a few that tried to, and believe me, the destroying angels and the judgment angels smoke them out. They don't play. You do not mess with the Son of God. You do not. So they came in here trying to do the king's will, and they got smoked out because you came in. Because the energy is intelligence. Where there's that energy, there's angels. Where there's angels, there are gods. Where there's God, that energy, intelligence is everywhere. And especially, it should be in you. Holy Ghost University, as we talked to you before, Holy Ghost University is within you. That's the Holy Ghost. Jah Jesus. Don't be scared, people, to say Jah Jesus. It's okay. It's okay. Put a Jah on that Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. And that's the name of the Holy Ghost in you. That what activates it. That's the power. What is the mystery that was hid up from the foundation of the world? What is the mystery? It's no mystery now. Son of God, the university is telling you. The mystery is the Holy Ghost within you. That's the mystery. People shouting to Jesus over in collab. You know, he can hear everybody at one time. He's a God. We know that. But he said, I got to get out of here for I can bring my comfort. Let my comforter come be with you. What is the comforter? The Holy Spirit. That's the gift. That's the little child being born. As my brother gets in the scriptures, he's going to tell you, that's that little child within you being born in Christmas time. It's becoming alive. It's telling you what to do. It's communicating you. That's your best friend in the universe, baby. That's what you should be worshiping. That's what you should be talking to. That's what you should be relying on. Not so much Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus, the being, done his thing. He came to earth. He did his thing. And he said, hey, this is my spirit. Let's get with it, baby. Let's not try to rip off people by trying to pimp them and take their money. Come on. Let's come together. Matter of fact, the great Northwest and also the great United States of America, as far as treat for the needy, good. You came up 67%. You really made a difference. Congratulations to the USA. You're coming on board. You're blessing the people. That's what the church is about. We are the living church. But if you have to have a church building, yes, it's okay. If you have something like Youngie Chose where you have the gifts going and stuff like that, it's like, but if you don't have it, you basically should shut it down. Because if you don't, then judges able will do, because it's getting to the time of the day that we living in that, hey, you gotta be true to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that's ringing. It's raining in all the world, and you gotta be true to it. Because if you're not, you know, you don't want judges angels coming around. Because if you're not with it, you got to get with it. That's why Son of God University is here. We're trying to tell you of that infinite intelligence, that divine sire within you, to get into that. You got to be into that. You got to love it. You got to praise it. You can't be fake. You got to be true. That's why you feel what I'm saying. You know what we're saying is true. My loving brother, dear my brothers, sisters, dear my loving babies or wherever you are, listen, you know it's true. We don't need to have a Bible in front of you. The Christ light quickens within you and lets you know. The Christ light is the one that lets you know what we're saying is true. It's not so much reading the word. Remember, the letter killeth, but the what?
Spirit.
The Spirit gives life. It's the one that's in. And what we're teaching you is life, how to be in touch with the Holy Spirit. That's the most precious gift, as our dear sister Annalise said, the most precious gift that we need on this planet Earth. It's for this planet Earth. You know, we can't be transfigured. It's our Redeemer. It redeems our body. Jesus did his thing. It redeems us. It creates us into being a god or goddess by quickening our mortal body into the spirit realm. That's what we need to get into. It's not so much the money. And a lot of people say, oh, I got all these cars, I got all this, I got all that. Basically, that's junk. You're collecting junk, because what you need is the Holy Ghost. Because in this latter day, that's what's going to stand. More than anything is the Holy Ghost within each one of you. Because with everybody getting in touch with that Holy Spirit, this would be a better world. It starts with you as an individual. Then as you as an individual, it starts with your fam, your wife. It's the man's the head. He's the one. It starts with him. Then it comes to his wife. Then it comes to his family. Then you go to the community. Then you go to the state in the United States. Then you go to the nation. You start with you. It has to start with each one of you. It's not so much you going out preaching. It's about you radiating your light, living the life, being the light. That's what it's about. It's not so much preaching. What preaches? The Holy Spirit. Why do you think we have over 700 million? Because it's the Holy Spirit that driven. Me and my brother, we didn't wasn't going to do it. Jesus ordered us to do it. But he said, you're going to do it because people are looking for truth. And so when we got on here, we said, well, we just do it maybe once a month. Or every, then the Father said, no, no, no. The Father, all of Jehovah said, no, no, no. You would do it every other week because it's hungry people. And we see the results now. It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing it. It's the one that's contacting each one of you. That intelligence is everywhere. It tells somebody else to tell somebody else. We don't have no kind of advertisement. You don't need one. It's the Holy Spirit. That's what happened to Barack Obama. He had the Holy Spirit. He was in touch with Jesus Christ's spirit. He was praising to Jesus Christ and his spirit. Why do you think he won? People say, how did he win? He was a nobody. He was only in the Senate so many years. He hasn't been there 2 years. How did he win? And people say, oh, we love you. They felt the love of the brother. He had the love. Jesus Christ personally told him to run. So if Jesus Christ tells you to do something, it's going to be successful. He told him to run, so he went. Jesus Christ told us to do this. Look what happened. We had no idea it was going to be 700 million and going strong. It's Jesus, his spirit, and we're telling you the truth. I'm not trying to pimp you. I don't want your money. All I want you to do is get on board with Holy Ghost University, baby, and get into that Holy Spirit within you, Jesus, baby. My brother's going to tell you some stuff about what happened in the Buddha Law. I'm going to let him tell you as far as what happened in the Buddha Law when the seven icons of the Buddhas was out there when they was chanting, Jesus, baby.
Yeah, baby, that is so fantabulous. I tell you, that we was inside the Buddha Lab with the people that meditate and they worship and they praise and there's big seven, pretty tall, maybe 7 foot plus or minus, and there's seven icons of Buddha, and they're beautiful bronze color. Some of them are a green, black, kind of like granite. Looks so pretty. And they're all there, and I went up, and you know, I was walking, and I bend my fingers, and I thumb their noses. I go up there, and I take the back of my thumb and put it on their nose, and I walked around, and the people said, wow, and the priest, and they said, wow, you can touch those? They're not supposed to be touched. I said, oh, they can be touched. It's okay. The first world Buddha is present with you. It's okay. They said, ooh. They said, okay. That was excited and giving glory. And so as I began to talk to them and tell them the power of the name of Jah Jesusi, I say the Supreme Buddha, Jah Jesusi, the enlightened one, the force of the universe, the eternal power. And so as everybody got their mind on one accord, and they began to look at the Buddhas and the icons, and I let them know about the energy, because they're aware with the omnipresent energy. And so as everybody become focused on the light within and begin to praise the name Jah Jesusi, those seven statues or icons, they lit up. It's like the light of energy, the light of Christ, zoom inside those, and they glow like fire. And the people look at that, and they were amazed, and they were just, you know, calm and meditative and excited at the same time. And they kept on chanting, Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi. And once you get a Buddhist chanting, they go extreme, which is good. Because when you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you gain power. Acts 4:12 tells you, this is the name of the heaven whereby humankind can be saved and redeemed, but then the name of Jesus Christ. So that name is powerful.
What does those seven icons represent?
Oh, my beautiful brother, I'm glad you asked, sweetheart King. They represent the seven spirits of the Almighty God, the seven spirits of Jesus Christ. as we talked about the other day, a few months ago, or maybe a week ago, I wonder what that time was about the seven spirits that came out that existed before time was time. And we told you that the Enoch, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, John the Apostle, and those other two in this age and die. So that makes seven spirits. And in every age, there's a spirit, a beautiful being that's called the seven spirit of God. And they come forth representing the Lord Jesus Christ. So people know. And them seven icons in the Budala represent the seven spirits of the Almighty. And so the people are getting educated all around the world. You see, it's time for unification, like we said yesterday Sunday, that the people get in touch and in tune with the light of Christ. And to take a commercial break while I'm talking, not really a commercial break, but while that's on my mind, continue to take the food for the needy. And also, I wanted to emphasize, I feel that throughout the United States and the world, soccer teams, football teams, basketball teams that are playing right now, that if people go to those games, they take a non-perishable food, you know, canned goods, rice or whatever, something that could be food for the needy. That's the work of Jesus Christ. That's how you let your light shine. You help humankind. Just think if everybody took food to these ball games and make a contribution to help the people, to help the needy, it would be so fantabulous, because a lot of people go to the games, and that takes the pressure off the federal governments of the world, and the church should be doing this activation. And my brother said, if you're not activating the principles of the laws of Christ, you should shut down. And like I said the other day, turn it into an aerobic center and put some weights in there and build big muscles. Because it is time to activate the gifts in the spirit of Jesus Christ. All this game plan is out. All these deadbeat temples that not rising the truth of intelligence, they're just wasting time. And people are dying like flies. So it's time to live the laws of the universe. And so
Working together, too,
yeah.
My brother, you should bring that up. It's a shame that Muslims want to work with Christians, and Christians say, oh, I don't believe in your faith. What the world is that about? The point is, you have a common goal, like my brother said, and like he had a good point, my loving brother, about bringing food to parishes to the football games, basketball games, or whatever. Uh-huh. And you guys should work together. It doesn't matter what faith you are. We're all in the same faith. Base is the same God. You know, it could be Allah, Jesus. You don't know what they're into. So you shouldn't do. We've been hearing that other people, well, you know, you have a different faith. We can't work with you. Now, they come hands to work with you. Jesus see all that. You know those DAs see all that. And you say, well, no, we can't work together. It doesn't matter what faith you are. You have a common goal. The common goal is to bless humanity, not to see what kind of dead doctrine that you have that you made up, and that's not even what God Jesus.
Yes, that's right, Bybee. You hit it right on the thumbs. Because, it's time to be activators of truth. And you want to manifest the kindness, the fruit of the Spirit. That's what Christmas season is all about. It's not about going to church wearing a beautiful dress or a suit and just going there and hanging out and singing some songs and then you go home. It's about living the radiant light of Jesus Christ Almighty, radiating the love out of your being. You go forth and you help. Like the minister, Akeem Louis Farrakhan of the Islam of the West, he wanted to get together with some Christian ministers. And some of them said, no, we can't work with you because you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, let me speak to you wonderful Christians that are limited-minded. If you want to bring people into the Son of God, don't be prejudiced. It's okay to work with Minister Akeem Louis Farrakhan or any other imam, because they want to work. And the thing is, he was talking about feeding the needy, bringing people together, going in the community to help distribute food to those that are less fortunate. And that's what the president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, he said that too, that the faith-based assembly should work together in humanity and in unity and harmony. That's what Christianity, Islam, Judaism is all about. Buddhism, that's what this a religious organization, it should be about, to love people, to help humankind. If you see someone in need or fell down off the horse or fell at a car wreck, you're not just going to go by and say, bye, I'm on the rush, I go to my temple. And the scripture speaks about that. It said Jesus said, hey, the true person, the good Samaritan, he stopped and got off his horse and went over to check out the person and help them out. You see, and that's what I like about the Pacific Northwest and in the Northwestern United States of America and in the Philippine Islands and various places on the planet, how humanity helps people. That is pure religion. That is truth right there. Because when you got people just stuck up in the four walls of the temple and they go there and they play games and they sing those silly songs and a lot of them do not glorify Allah Jesus, it's like, don't waste time, people. Don't waste time. That's why we're here to reawaken in your mind and that you get to my program and attune to the Christ light. Because when you have that heart to give to some people to help them, it's a blessing. That's how people are won to Christ. If the Muslims and the Christians work together like they do in the southeastern United States and Atlanta, Georgia, and various places, how they get together and they work in harmony, in unity, so you get to the point, like when my brother said, you go beyond what people believe, you just radiate the Christ light, and they will be drawn to your Jesus Christ by you working in unification. But when you got a Down syndrome, I can't work with you because you believe this way, I can't do this way. Well, wake up. Come on, children. Wake up, my beautiful, beloved ones. Wake up and stop your bigotry. Because the most bigoted people is just religious people. That's why Jesus Christ had a time with those religious people. They was always arguing with him and fighting against him. So those people in the Buddha are getting back to the light, how they saw the icons were lighting up, and they got excited, and they recognized that divine light of Jesus Christ was in them. And so they progressed. Now, if people call in from different areas and they give the email, and they say, what is a Buddha La? To reconfirm, a Buddha La is a place where people meditate, where they worship. It's a place where they have their theater. A Buddha La has theaters, rooms to stay, like we stay like now, like a hotel. It's a place where you live. The Buddha La has living quarters, a gymnasium, swimming, muscle building, or art, martial arts, fight, you know, martial art protected, the Thai boxing, stuff like that, and then a worship center, a meditative center. So it's quite a bit, because the Buddhas are pretty large over here in the World Republic of Thailand and throughout the planet. And so therefore, it's different. It's not, it's a place where you stay and meditate. And then people say, well, did you go to church? You said if you're scared, you go to church and you go to the Buddha La. Well, we only go to the Buddha La as far in the worship center as directed by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We'll go anywhere. If someone calls us or desires us as permitted by the Spirit of Jesus Christ to instruct or have a ministry at their church, their mosque, their temple, their kingdom hall, we will go. We have done it before. We've been all over the planet and went to various churches to teach the people. We teach them what thus says Jesus Christ. So getting to this child, this holy child, Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, this divine comforter. Who is that? What is that referring to? If it's given unto us, that must be the Holy Ghost on every coast, because that's the light of Jesus Christ. You see, it's power in having this Christmas season. They usually quote that scripture around this time of year. So, yes, it's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world 2,000 years ago, and the main purpose that he came into the world to die on the cross, that we accept the blood of Jesus Christ, Acts 2:38, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the guaranteed gift of Holy Spirit. So, that's why I brought my shackle nail ball again, like I bought it the other day. The basketball asked me to come to the meeting. So I said, okay, so the ball is here. This ball is pumped up with good life. It has wind in it or air, and this ball, it bounces. Let's see. You heard the bounce. It bounces, and with the bounce, this ball has made Shaquille O'Neal millions of dollars, and Michael Jordan and many other, you know, basketball stars. But this one is a personal ball from Shaq with his signature on it and his color when he was a member of the Orlando Magic team in the state of Florida in the southeastern United States of America. So why did I bring this ball today again? Why did I bring it here? It's pumped up real good. It's got air in it, and it's hard, and it bounces. It has life. So with this ball representation that we, if we have the Ghost Holy inside of us, we have life. If you don't have the Ghost Holy, then you are no life beat. You dead beat. So with the Spirit of Christ inside of us, that gives us life. So No matter what kind of religious act you do, and you play the game when you go around and do your deal, if you are not in love, infatuated with the spirit of the living Christ, therefore you are not life. You are dead while you walk. You are a living zombie because you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not loved the Lord Jesus Christ, eternal energy, and you are not loving your brother. That's why I said you must love all people. If you are a Christian, you must love Muslim. You must love Buddhism. You must love atheism. You must love agnostic. You must love the Ku Klux Klan. You must love the Black Panther. You must love the Democrats, the Republicans, the Socialists, the Communists, the isms and schisms and all kind of gizms. You must love everybody like we said before. If you don't have the forefront of love, then you're wasting your time on the planet Earth. So you got to have love. No matter how much time you know scriptures, how much Bible you quote, how much you know about the religions and denominationalism, if you don't have the spirit of Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's the name of the game. Now, there's some scriptures that about the light of Christ, and my brother's going to give them to me, and I'll quote them to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:17, that says, boink. Speaking of the word boink, when I'm thinking of 3:17, the word boink, B-O-I-N-K-Q, in the original language, divine language, means the divine supreme energy. Boink, boink, boink. Boink represents power and energy. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Okay, 3:17. Let's see. I'm thinking of the. I got something in my mind. 3:17. Holy Spirit, help me remember that one. 3:17. 3:17.
Second Corinthians.
Okay.
3:17.
2 Corinthians 3:17. That's about that light. Let's see here. You can tell we lie because we're not playing the game here.
Let's go Matthew 1:21.
Okay, Matthew 1:21. And this is when you and the Gabriel 2,000 years ago made the divine announcement to Mother Maria. And she shall bring forth the Son, and thou shalt call his name big. It's in big letters in the Bible. Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins.
That's right, baby. We put a jaw on that, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Colossians 1:27.
To wit, the mystery that was hidden for you before the foundation of the world, knowing that Christ in you is the hope of glory.
All right. That was a mystery. Now, St. John, the 16th chapter, what is that referring to?
Oh, that's referring to the sacred, the Holy Ghost,
okay.
The power, the divine light of Christ. Check that out, my beloved ones. In that particular chapter, it talks about in the 15th chapter, could go also with it. The 15th, actually 14, 15, 16, they go good together. Because in the 15th chapter, Jesus Christ spoke, and he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches, and I abide in you. So he's speaking of himself in the power of supreme energy. And so that 15th and 16th chapter is so magnificent and so marvelous because it talks about the divine comforter. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, I, like you said earlier, my brother, I am here for a season, and I'm here like 33 years, and now I'm getting ready to go away. I'm going to depart. If I do not go away, the comforter would not come. Why did Jesus have to go away? He went away so we could depend on the eternal Christ light. So we could become so wrapped up in the fact that with the divine light of Christ, this divine ultimate supreme energy, that we will forever, forever, forever progress.
You sure we shouldn't depend on Jesus?
I'm positive because when you depend, understand this, church folks. Because I know you're gonna have a question, and many others. When you depend on the spirit of Jesus Christ, the holy power, the eternal energy, when you depend and you love that energy, and when you know that this Holy Spirit comes from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when you can accept that and know that Jesus Christ gives this Holy Spirit, you've been baptized in his great name. As you are glorifying the Holy Spirit, you automatically are glorifying Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is included in there, you know, in the acknowledgement, because you are aware that the great I Am energy, the I Am, is living inside of you, all around you, and all through you. That's what the covenant is about, that I invite the people to take the partake of on December the 21st, Jah Jesusi Omnipresent Christ Light Love Energy. Did you get it, Saints? I'll repeat it. Jah Jesusi Christ. Let me do it again, sweetheart. I'm so excited. Let me rephrase it again. Forgive me for getting overly excited. Jah Jesusi Omnipresent Christ-like love energy. New and everlasting covenant. I'll repeat, three-peat. Jah, Jisusi, omnipresent, Christ-like love energy. New and everlasting covenant. That is to be held on this coming Saturday all over the planet, and you can participate in it. And if you're in love with the light of Christ, you and you have repented of your sins, I welcome you to get excited. It is on the 21st of December. Now, in some parts of the world, the winter solstice and summer solstice starts on the 22nd. So just think, on that particular day, we will be in between four seasons. It's the last day of summer. The last day of summer in the other hemisphere, and then it goes into a new season. And up here, it'll be the last day of autumn going into winter, and then the last day of spring going into autumn. Wait a minute. Let me get that right. Last day of spring going into summer. Yeah, that's right. So you follow me. The four seasons is like intricate between the 21st and the 22nd. And the northern hemisphere is the darkest or the shortest day of the year. And the southern hemisphere is the longest day of the year. So you see the balance of the intelligence of the Jah Jisusi Christ energy, how all this vibration. In the book of Genesis, it speaks about in the first chapter that the Almighty Creator has made signs and seasons for humankind. You have harvest time and the growth time and the seed time and the summertime and the cold winter and the summer, spring and autumn. So see, these seasons are for the benefit of the earth, for humankind to grow the product and all that kind of stuff, and it's for the glory of Jesus Christ and also for the glory of humankind. So this is just beautiful. This is so fantabulous. This is what Christmas is all about. It's getting involved in Jesus Christ's eternal energy, because Jesus said, I am with you all way. Like, how can he be with us all the way? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. How can he be with us all the way? Because Jesus Christ is in us through his Holy Spirit.
Okay, by saying that he's in the Spirit. So when you in tune with the Holy Spirit, when you're praising this Holy Spirit, you're automatically praising Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and automatically also praising our grandfather, Allah Jehovah. Is that correct?
That is very correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I just want to put that point out right there, because a lot of people were asking questions about that, you know, as far as how can you praise the Spirit? They're kind of questioning the Spirit because their mind is on Jesus the being. Like I said before, he's done his thing. He's came to earth.
Uh-huh.
He did
yeah.
his mission, what he's supposed to do, and he completed it. So now it's up to us getting into the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're teaching right today, and that will free you indeed. You think you want to be free? That is freedom indeed, my brothers and sisters.
Yes, and speaking of that, I got that scripture that came to my mind. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord, Jisusi, is that Spirit. And when the Spirit of the Lord, Jisusi, is, there is liberty or freedom. You just said it. So in that particular scripture, it talks about going inside and recognizing the omnipresent light of Christ. And isn't that beautiful to recognize that this eternal energy, this eternal God, lives right in our temple? We don't have to fear anything. We don't have to fear lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. We could be excited because we have the protective force in us right now.
What about Isaiah 9:6?
That Isaiah 9:6, you have to revert back to that. That's referring to the great ghost holy inside of us, the comforter, the divine sire, the divine supreme automatic energy, the divine divinity, light of Christ. That's talking about the holy child inside, the little child within us. We are all pregnated with the Christ light. The Christ light is our divine mate. We are all ladies. We are ladies unto the Christ. The Christ is our man. The Christ is our bridegroom. As Jesus say, he is the head of the church. So how does Jesus operate today? Through the Christ energy, because the Christ energy is everywhere present.
So he operates through the Christ energy. He communicates to us through the Christ energy.
Yes.
Okay, my brothers and sisters,
yes.
You hear that live. He communicates to us through his Christ Holy Ghost energy. So that's very imperative that we get that energy. Is that correct?
That's very correct, my brother. You hit it right on the ball. Yes. And also, Jesus Christ, the individual being, can and has made personal appearances.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He did it to me. And like I told you about that time, the last time we were together in the assembly. So, yes, it is so real. It is so real. It is so real.
Hebrews 1st chapter.
Yes.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. And the Hebrews, the first chapter, it talks about the greatness of the worship to Jah Jesus. I'll skim through verse 1 through 6. I won't go verbatim every word. God, who at sundry times or past times has talked unto us about the prophets and the angelic beings, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he has become heir of all things, in whom also Jah Jesus made the worlds. Notice that it says worlds, plural. That means this Jah Jesus is a powerful creator. And so the creator, Jesus Christ, has made all these worlds. He is equal to the Father. He got all that power like the Father got because he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ got so much power, and he's like God. He set the divine example that all things work together under his administration. And through that light of Christ, everything was formulated. And the verse 6 says, God spoke way back in time when we were spirit children up in heaven. He said, let all. And then again, angels, and the original text, it says, let all angels, spirit children, and demigods, and spiritual gods, and lords, and gods, and cherubims, and seraphims, all worship my first begotten Son, Jah Jesus, who is coming into the world. That's what Christmas is all about. The original Christmas season is when the Lord Jesus came to the earth. Now, there's some other scriptures that people been calling and asking, they say God came to the earth like a baby. What mean is this? I thought the Son of God came to the earth. Well, we're going to set the record straight. We did it before, and we get solid truth in the scriptures. Now, my brother's going to read them. He's going to give me about 8 scriptures, but I'm going to sum them up. I'm not going to quote every one because I don't want to take the time to just go scripture-wise because we're into the Christ light. So,
yeah. What is okay, this? Mark 16:19.
Okay.
Romans 8:34, Acts 2:33, Acts 7:55-56, Hebrews 10:12, Luke 22:69.
Okay, you have heard. Now, those who missed those scriptures, you can tune in again because we have the free archives. You know,
They are free archives. Yeah. You go in there, you log in and stuff like that, and they're free. If sometimes people was emailing talking about they couldn't get in, but they are free.
Yes.
Everything we do here has to be free because the Lord Jesus Christ is operating this administration.
That's right. Yeah, baby. So see, we are under the administration of Lord Jesus Christ. So those scriptures that my brother just gave. If you look them up, they speak about when Jesus Christ ascended, he sat on the right hand of God. It may be worded slightly different. Some say he sat on the right hand of power. And Jesus, when he was finished, received up in the cloud in the glory and finished his works and sat down on the right hand of God. And then the Acts 7 chapter, but I can remember that when Stephen was being stoned by Saul, who is now Paul, who became sanctified and Holy Spirit filled, that and the Roman soldiers, they crucified or stoned him to death. Stephen. But before Stephen got stoned, he looked up into heaven. The scripture says he looked up into the heavens and he said out loud, I see Jesus, or Jah Jesus, standing on the right hand of God. He said, I see the heavens open. First thing that the big curtains open up. He saw the sky, the heavens open up, and he said, I behold, I see the glory of God, and I see Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God. And the scripture says, and they took up stones to stone him, and they stopped up their ears like, don't say that. The devils don't want the truth, sweethearts. The devils, whether they be in the religions, they don't want the truth. When he told them that there were two divine individual beings, you can bet your basketball, it is the truth. It is the truth because Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ came to earth, before when he was a spirit child, before he was sent into Mary's womb, God the Father gave him a hug. And he was Jehovah hugged Jesus as he was being born. And like I told you yesterday, Sunday, when Jesus Christ was being assassinated or crucified, Jehovah appeared right there up as right where Jesus was on the cross and gave him a hug again as he gave his life. So there is proof that there are two distinct personalities, God, Jehovah, Allah, Jehovah, the Father, and then there's the individual being, the Son of God, Jah Jesus Christ. You see, because you can appreciate the Christmas story much better when you recognize, oh, it was the Son of God. Then we got hope. If the Son of God can come to earth to do that, we could do it also. He became a man, and we on the human, we could overcome. But if you say, oh, that was God, Jehovah, Then there's no test. There's no test. Like, that's too easy. Oh, of course he can overcome because he was God, came in the flesh. Well, God was inside the flesh of Jesus, just like God is inside of our flesh, you see, and inside of your flesh. So don't get it twisted, my beautiful sweetheart. It's very simple. It's in the Bible. It's the church doctrine and the theologians that had made everything so confusing. It don't have to be confusing, but, you know, they made this monstrosity doctrine and this. They said you can understand it. Oh, yes, you can. 4 times 4 is 8. Minus zero. It could be understood because it's very simple. It's just the people that make the one that make confusion because they want to take your money and they want to pimp you out, and you don't want to be a spiritual prostitute. That's spoken of in the book of Revelation called Babylon the Great. It's fallen. The mother of harlots. Harlot is a whore, a slut, and we don't want to be associated with those, do we? We are in love with Jaja Susie, baby. So, we did cover those scriptures, didn't we?
We covered all the scriptures.
Yeah, we summed them up
on that, and then too, how Jesus pre-existed with the Father. He came out of light with the Father.
Yeah.
See, this Jesus is very powerful. I mean, it's nothing like this Jesus. He came, and you need to look at the archives, and you can get where we talk about how he came. Him and the Father came out of this energy together. I mean, they were together.
Yes.
So this Jesus has been around. He's the most ancient God there is. Him and the Father, they together. I mean, they hang together tight. I mean, Jesus is the head of this power. He said, "Come to this planet." He came to this planet. He created everything, and Jehovah backs him up. You don't believe it? Do something wrong. Jesus, he don't have to worry about anything. If anything goes wrong, Jehovah's under the judgment angels. He'll send them. You
That's
know,
right.
He loves his son, you know, and he knows that Jesus will make the right decision. You know, he's perfect in every way. So Jehovah and his crew backs up Jesus.
That's
all
right.
You say.
Yes.
They back him up 100%. Those judgment angels, loving angels, cherubims, whatever it is, destroying angels, they back up Jesus 100%. All Jesus has to do is tell Jehovah, boom, there it is, baby. Jesus, baby.
You got that right, baby. You hit it right on the joy to the world, that the Lord is come. Joy to the world, Jesus is come. Let earth receive her King. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful in triumph. Oh, sing unto songs. Jesus is here. Glory to Christ. God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Son of God, love's pure light. Glory and praise be to Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, King of kings, Jesus Christ, Lord of lords, forever, Jesus. That's right, my beautiful lovers, I tell you, Jesus Christ is king. The king has come, the king is within. The Lord Jesus was born as a king, as a baby, and Jesus is the king up in the heaven, and then he gave the Holy Ghost on every Pacific coast, and the Atlantic coast, and the Indian coast, and the Chinese coast, and every coast. That I tell you, this Holy Spirit is here, beautiful ones. Oh, my beautiful saints, get excited. The Holy Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit of light, this power is on the earth, and it is in heaven. Just like that young lad, Colton Burfoe, when he was caught up in the heavens when he was 3 years old and a half, and he saw the Father God in the heavens, and he saw the Lord Jesus standing beside the Father, and he saw the Gabriel, the divine angel, and then he saw the Holy Spirit light was permitted to be seen in the blue glorified radiance right in front of the throne of Jehovah and Jesus. That shows you that this Holy Spirit is real. It is real as the thrill, as the deal. That just make you feel good.
That's Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, baby. On Blueberry Hill. You got it, baby. That's the name of the game right there, that this great light, like all the Christmas carols and songs, they talk about, do you hear what I hear? A star is shining in the sky, and about the light, and to follow the star, see the light, that the Christ light is in the star. Like this glorious winter solstice and summer solstice coming up in the 5 days that was lit up, like we told you back in the day, when the 5 days of December 21st, 22nd, 23, 24, and the great crisis day, it maxed out with the light, and the earth lit up. It was shining bright for 5 days with no darkness on the planet. The cockroaches must have been running and hiding because the radiant light of Jesus Christ was shining forth. It was bright, And all that radius was honoring the great baby, Jesus baby, honoring the great Son of God who loves pure light. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, has come down to give glory. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, prayed to his Father in St. John, the 17th chapter. There's all kind of proof that there are two individuals. They love one another. Like my brother said, don't get it twisted. Don't get it hung up. It's very simple. And God instituted praise and glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ. You call on the name of Jesus Christ, you get great deliverance. You get great power. You get great love, and it keeps you young. That name of Jesus Christ is so powerful. Not only is it shared with the divine Son of God in heaven who shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross, but that name of the Ghost Holy is Jesus Christ. Right inside of us, my beloved. That's why, sweetheart babies, you must get excited. You must get wrapped up. You must get infatuated and coagulated with the divine name of Jesus Christ, because when you call on that name, you feel good. You feel excited. You feel the joy of Jesus Christ, because the scripture says the joy of Jesus Christ is our strength. When you're feeling down and you need to overcome some negative, you need to overcome some sin, some weakness or error or mistake, or you got a hatred against somebody, or you know, lie, you call on Jesus, baby, and you call on Jesus. That name energizes, because the name is inside of you. The name is the power. The power is in the name, and the name is the power. Whosoever shall believe on the name of the Son of God, whosoever shall believe on the light of the Son of God shall be delivered. They shall be saved, and they can become sons of God. That's why angels are subjected unto Jesus. Cherubims and seraphims and demigods and lords and all these beings are subjected unto the administration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is a great administration to be under. That is a great administration to be in love with, because when you are in love with Jesus Christ and you receive Jesus Christ's Holy Ghost, you have power on every coast, and you will be sweeter than French toast, and you will be more, and you can eat some beef pot roast, as I say, and then you'll be excited, and you will stand your great post, and you will love the Lord of hosts, who we love the most, the Holy Ghost. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, baby, like my brother said, that Holy Ghost within you is the power. Yes. The name activates it. You want some gas? Activate the name, baby.
Amen.
It activates. Jesus, devils will run. Yes. All those negative, they call them those
gremlins,
they'll be running. Also, what are those other six-finger
grays?
They'll be running. You hear, you know, like Art Bell, a lot of that stuff is real.
Oh, yeah.
But when you have the light of Christ, the power, I know somebody was in a spaceship. They try to take them, like it's a fake spaceship. They try to take them up. He said, Jesus, those things, they have to let them go.
Yes.
They have to let them go. It's no, they ain't got no power. They're powerless.
That's right.
The devil, he got to run. I know some songs that say the devil had me run. What the hell? The devil don't have you running.
Yes.
You have the devil running.
That's right.
You saying, Jesus, you're activating the power. Remember, you are a divine being, my loving brothers and sisters.
Yes.
My loving sweethearts, my darling sweethearts, you have the power. You are a great being. You have that power. Activate it. You know, it's in you. Everybody was in. I don't care what religion you're in.
That's
people
right.
say you have to be Christian to be in it. No, you can be a loving Muslim. You can be a loving Buddhist. It doesn't. A loving Krishna. It doesn't matter. Everybody has Jesus Christ energy in them.
Yes.
It's international. It's beyond race. It doesn't matter who you are. You can start wherever you are, whatever sin you have. You ask God, Jesus, to forgive you, and baby, you move on. You ask for that Holy Ghost, and baby, you're running, baby. You're grooving with that Holy Ghost. It's, you know, that Holy Ghost is a power, and that's what a lot of the so-called churches, buildings are missing, the power. That's why you see so much crazy stuff going on. They're missing the power of Jesus Christ. Before they say Jesus, they say Jesus, they say Jesus, and matter of fact, they don't even say Jesus anymore. They say Lord. They have some title, and you know, that's what's good with that. No wonder the devil is running in the church. Lord, The devil has free reigns. He wanted to put, he put that in your mind to say that. He doesn't want you to say Jah Jesus. Put a Jah on that Jesus.
That's right.
They don't want Jah you to Jesus. Say that. That's what the extra power. When you say Jah Jesus, those devils start running. Wait, let me get the hell out of here.
Yes,
you better be running, baby, because we come with the light of Christ, with the power of Jesus Christ. That's what's happening. And I'm sorry to say, a lot of my brothers and sisters are not doing that. They're starting to do it, but they were just saying, Jesus we love, and singing praise to the Son of God. There's nothing wrong with that. But Jesus wants you to get into his power.
Yes.
He wants you to get into that light of Christ within you. Like my brother said, that light on December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, it lit up so bright the whole world. They had to stand still. They had to say, you know, like, be still and know I am God. All this energy radiating everywhere. The bears came out and hugged the people. That's where they get bear hugs from.
Yes.
Everybody was in harmony. All animals, all humans were in it. The negatives had to quieten down. They had to go, like the cockroaches, they had to go hide. If you're a negative being, you had to try to hide. You can't hide from the light of Christ, but
right.
You had to simmer down, because that's the power and authority and right there. And that was someday. That's what Christmas is about. That's why you think you have all these lights and stuff. Light up your house. It should be a glorious time. This is the birth of the Son of God, the being, and also the birth of the light of Christ on that 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Light, have the lights going, my brothers and sisters, because this is a glorious time for the Jah Jesus. Let's celebrate him in the physical, the spiritual, and the mental. Let's celebrate this King. Let's celebrate the light of Christ also. And also, give a word to the Son of God. Thank him, like we said in the prayer before. Thank him for coming to the earth. Because without him, we would be nothing. We would be living forever. It was Jah Jesus that pleaded to the Father for this. It was Jah Jesus that made this earth hard.
That's right.
It's the only planet in the universe, the wickedest planet in the universe that's like that. It was Jah Jesus that did that. It was Jah Jesus that put that Holy Ghost within you.
You got that right,
Bobby. It was Jah Jesus that did it. Not the Father. It was Jah Jesus. He pleaded with the Father to do it. So you can worship him, too, because he's worthy. But he wants you to really get into it. What makes him jump up and down is when you get into that light of Christ within you. That inner consciousness, that Christ, the mystery that was hid up from the foundations of the mystery. That's what you think. It's no mystery no more.
No.
We're telling you what it is. It's the Christ in you. It's the Holy Ghost. That Ghost Holy, baby.
Yes.
That Ghost Holy can keep going. That Jesus, put a Jah on that Jesus.
Jah
Jesus can move, baby.
Yes.
It moves. When you say Jah Jesus, it moves energy. When you say Jah Jesus, the energy is flowing. When you say Jah Jesus, the energy starts attentioning around you. When you say Jah Jesus, the energy gets excited.
That's right.
The angels get excited.
Yes.
The gods get excited.
Yes.
Everybody gets excited. Jah Jesus.
We're
excited. This earth is excited. Jah, this is a magnificent time. Let this be the best Christmas it is for 2013.
Yes.
13. Jesus was the 13th one. We started in this 13th year. It's something about that 13.
Exactly.
It's not a negative. It's a positive. The negative force always try to put it as a negative. When this is a positive, they try to put it as a negative. But it's a positive. It's a positive. This is a positive year. We're going to get started. Son of God's University came on the scene, and there's almost a billion people pretty soon going to be listening.
That's
you know
right.
why? Because it's Jah Jesus, baby. We preaching Jah Jesus, his energy, his power moving, grooving in us. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what need you have. That Holy Spirit when in you, you listen to it, it can guide you out of every situation. It can make all your wrongs right. That Holy Spirit in you, you get in touch with him. You don't need to call us and we are pray for you and we write down your name and you have to send a seed in. No, the seed is the light of Christ within you.
Yes.
Let's get that. The seed is the light of Christ within you. It's not the money. Don't listen to the pimps. The pimp, they're pimping you. They're pimping you. They're robbing my brothers and sisters. They're robbing my loving brothers and sisters. What they should be is having temples helping for the needy, for the widows, for the people who has one parent family homes. They should be blessing their community. That's what the churches are about around. Like President Obama said, the faith-based institution, they should be able to do, because that put less stress on the federal government. Then everybody can work together. Then this will be a blessed nation, the United States of America, the Great Republic, because we're working together in Jah Jesus. The only way it's going to get this nation going is Jah Jesus, baby. It's the Spirit. It starts with the Spirit. It has to start with the Spirit. That's why Son of God University is here. We want this nation to flourish, and it can only flourish by each individual getting in touch with the Holy Spirit. As you get in touch with that Holy Ghost, yes, then you will be blessing yourself, your family, your community, your nation, the world. It Amen. Starts like that.
Yes.
You as an individual, it's not about you going preaching somebody. It's about you radiating the light of Christ. You doing what's right. Like Jesus had parables about the Samaritan. He went and blessed that person. He saw somebody on the road, you bless them. You help them. You see somebody in need, you help them. It's not so much going off to some far country. We need to help people in America here. It's people starving right here. Here in America, people, only reason people do that, they get tax break.
Right.
Now, Jesus see that, and you know those judgment angels see that. These people are doing it because of tax break. That's not the love of Jesus. That's, you want to get a tax break for you can get more money, for you can hold on to more money. You're not giving from the love of Jesus Christ within you. That's what you do. You give for the love of Jesus Christ, not so much trying to get a tax break, trying to get over my brothers and sisters, trying to pimp them, trying to do all this other stuff. No, the love of Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, my brothers and sisters, get in touch with that Holy Ghost. I love you. Praise God, Jesus. We're out of here.
Merry Peace. Christmas. Have a glorious Christmas, baby. I tell you, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a glorified Happy New Year. The next time we would be on the air, it would be after the 25th. We would see you and hear from you on December, I believe, the 29th. And before we go off the air, I want to give honor to my great, wonderful friend, President Paul Franklin Crouch, who his life has been taken out, his life is gone. But we love him, and we bless him. And Jan Crouch, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and just depend on the Holy Spirit, sweetheart. I know you miss him. He's been around for 40 years with Trinity Broadcasting Network. You see, we're not a bigot people. We love all people. We don't matter what denomination they are, what movement. And I know Paul for, a good while, and we bless President Paul Franklin Crouch, yeah, and also the Madiba, the president of South Africa, that, what's his name, Nelson
Mandela.
He passed a few days ago. So we give honor to these two presidents, and we pray for their families in South Africa and the United States and the world, and may the peace of Almighty Jesus Christ and the grace of the Holy Ghost be with you henceforth, now, and forever.
Merry
Christmas.
Jah Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
You bet. We're out of here. All right, Don.